How do you make a movie when you've been told you cannot make movies? Award-winning Iranian filmmaker Jafar Panahi has been figuring this out since 2010, when authorities in Tehran banned him from writing or directing movies for 20 years. While under house arrest, he made a film called This Is Not a Film, and he has since made two more. Critic Bob Mondello says his most recent, Taxi, is also his most clever.
You tell a guy he can't operate a camera, write a script, or direct a movie, and what does he do? He drives a taxi. There's a camera on the dashboard of Jafar Panahi's taxi, pointed out front when the film starts, so you can see the traffic at a busy intersection in Tehran. When the first passengers get in, they wonder if it's an anti-theft device, and turn it around to examine it, and now you can see two of the three passengers as they talk with the driver. Argue, really, about whether capital punishment is the ultimate anti-theft device, but it's when the arguers get out that the third passenger puts the film on an unexpectedly amusing track.
Oh, Panahi.
Mr. Panahi, this guy says.
I
recognize you. The man and the woman, they were actors, right? At which point we have cheerfully arrived in Meta Land. This passenger turns out to be a one-man traveling video store, zipping around the city, delivering Kurosawa and Woody Allen DVDs to customers, not to mention season 5 of The Walking Dead, all of which are banned by the authorities. He's quite funny, especially when it occurs to him that his clients will be impressed that he's riding around with a notorious filmmaker. Other passengers offer different windows on Iranian society, most of them played for comedy. An accident victim who thinks he's dying borrows Panahi's phone to dictate a last will and testament so that his ostentatiously wailing wife will inherit, not his brother's. Two women hop in with a bowl of goldfish, which echoes the plot of an early Panahi movie, and another talks about visiting a girl who was jailed for sneaking into a volleyball stadium, which echoes another Panahi movie. And while those qualify as inside jokes, everyone will get the point when Panahi picks up his own 9-year-old niece, Hannah, and after she's finished lobbying for ice cream, she starts talking about a school assignment to make a screenable movie for class. From the driver's seat, Panahi, all innocence, quizzes her about what makes a movie screenable, and she recites the official government rules, the very ones that landed him in jail. No sordid realism can be shown, no politics or economics. Men must not wear ties unless they're villains. Good guys must be given the sacred names of Islamic saints. There can be no contact between men and women. These are tricky rules to adhere to in the real world, as Hannah discovers when she pulls out her camera. But by that time, Taxi has made its more meta point, both comically and with cinematic flair. By obeying only the letter, not the spirit, of the official rules, Panahi has shown that censors accomplish only so much. The rich, not always rule-following mosaic of Iranian life he's created in Taxi, at once inspired and inspiring, is the portrait that the outside world will see of Iran. I'm Bob Mondello.